stepped in the room, yeah, I light up the place. Sassy and bold with the fire and grace. Glamorous waves when I turn up the heat. A queen on the rise, got the world at my feet. Oh, they talk, they stare, they wanna be me. Blew up so high, now they just wanna see what's the secret. Baby, it's clear, I own my empire. No fear, no tears.
This is actor, Emmy Award producer, Debbie Dick Lockhart. Everybody might be knowing most of the time I keep talking about you in most of interviews. I think all my interviews since, since Lockhart 2 happened, your name has been there and your film has been there actually. You can just go to Google and you can just type your name or my name into the same year.
Amazing footage that you did in Mexico there for Lockhart 2. I'm so excited about it.
Yeah, we did that in Cancun, guys, and we want to bring it back to you after editing. Actually, you need to edit that.
Lots of on the to-do list.
Yeah, that's an interesting story. I want to give a little bit clue you can give. Maybe people should be ready about the film. Like, you know, a little bit. It's a magical stuff. It's about, a family thing, actually. It's related to it. If you go and watch Lockhart 1 in YouTube, you will have an idea about it. And it's the story is going ahead.
Amazon Prime. Lockhart Unleashing the Talisman in Amazon Prime.
Yeah, watch it in Amazon Prime. And definitely you will enjoy the film. And we are getting ready with Lockhart 2, and I want that all my fan followers as well as him across the globe should please support it. You know, you should wait that the film is actually coming up, and a lot of parts have been already shot
all over the world,
you know. So this is an exotic place in LA, and this is called Stick and Steak place, this Latin dance happens, like, you know, salsa bachata here, and we had an amazing food here after we attended a great fashion show. Here the purpose of shooting this is, of course, to have you on my channel is great, and thank you guys for making it 2 million viewership till now. My channel is becoming 2 million right now here. Yeah, thank you so much for that, for all the love and support you're giving me. And more exciting things I'm going to bring from exotic locations from across the globe. I'm traveling and there's more to it. Okay, I really have to thank you for the book called I'm a Billion Dollar Star. And his comment on the book is on the back cover of the book, actually. Like, you know, you're going to see it. The cover is going to be out very soon. Like, so tell me about my book. How did you feel? Because the book is all about, you know, about attracting abundance in all areas of life. Like, it's not only about money in the bank, you know, it's about relationship abundance, living life in abundance. I mean, career, finances, spiritual abundance. It's about inside you, what you feel, and you project it to the universe, you attract that. So I want to ask you about my book. What do you want to say about the book? Because the campaign is starting right now. Like,
I think it speaks to everybody.
Besides my exotic, stylish pictures.
Yeah. No, I think it's so well put together, and it's inspiring, but also intimate. It speaks right to you.
Like, yeah.
It's for a broad audience, but I felt like you were speaking right to me. Mm-hmm. And so, I'm a firm believer. Your book reaffirmed what I was believing anyway. It's about abundance and it's inside us, out there, so we can attract all this. And so, I just thought you put it together in a way it's not intimidating. It's very, very accessible and very relatable, and book right here. Thank you.
What do you think, like, how does it benefit people when they read the book? Like, every chapter, anywhere they can, because it's a non-fiction book, they can just open up and write, you know, anything. Like, they wake up and they can know what is, you know, networking. Like, what is, we do good networking, you know, sometimes we do, every week I do a good networking, like, you know, that's part of the book. And how do you make brand strategies? How do you grow in your life? Like, are you scared of failures? You know, all these things are part of the book. So tell me about your life, if I ask you. Okay, he brought a very big property recently, and that's very abundant actually about him. He brought the theater where I'm doing the, will be doing the retreat, we will be doing the film festival. Wineries are there, kayaking company is there. So, okay, one example, did you ever think about you're going to create that inside you? Or you just manifested it one fine day?
Well, you know, it was a combination, and then and your book helped me visualize that. So your book, when did your book come out? Your book came
the
out.
Book will come out now, because the book writing part is almost over right now. Then I'm starting the campaign. Right
now. So I got an early preview.
Preview of the book.
Well, I read it before I acquired those things.
Yeah, PDF I sent you.
So that helped me attract, open up myself to be able to feel like I deserve all these things, maybe. But I was on this journey already, in a sense of wanting to do something big and be a part of something. So your book just helped me visualize it and make it come to fruition.
That's interesting. Yeah. Okay, so there's a one point, you know, he told us, I deserve it. When you have a goal inside you, you should not think that the goal is very big. You just say within yourself that I deserve it. Like, you know, I can have it, I can get it, I can afford it. Like, it will come to you. But that thing, you need to feel it inside you. Like, you know. But I agree with that.
Yeah.
Anything I have done, like, impossible goals in my life, I always thought, oh, I deserve it. I never thought the goal is like a big mountain in my life. I just thought, oh, it's like I deserve it. Why not?
Because we all do.
Yeah.
We all deserve it.
Yeah.
So why not you or all of us? You know, we all deserve happiness. We all deserve abundance. We're all amazing people, every one of us. Everyone watching, you and I, we are amazing underneath. We might not think we are. We might have had some experiences in life that have, in our brains, have scarred us, but we are all beautiful entities of the universe or God or whatever our belief is, that we are deserving. Like, if we're created, if God created us, we're deserving of happiness. Or if the universe created us, we're deserving of being a part of the universe's abundance, whatever you believe.
So what is the biggest failure you had in your life? And then, you know, like, and you said, no, I'm going to get up and, like, get it. Like, I'm going to get back into it.
And it's still, I'm still a learning process for me, you know. I think we're always learning, you know.
Yeah.
That's the fun of it. If we didn't, weren't learning, then we're not growing. We're not living. So this is all part of living and growing. But to grow, you need to fail, I believe. That's part of the growing. So the failure's part of the growth. And that's part of the, you want to fail.
Yeah.
If you're not failing, you're not, I'm not putting myself out there. So.
Yeah, I agree with that. I'm not scared of being an Aries, maybe. I just like, I don't say chaser. It's like, if I fail on something, I get, oh, I'm scarred, I got it, I failed. But then I will always get up and I think next day, I have a purpose in the morning to achieve something, you know. It's like the purpose is so big, it's infinite and it's actually abundant. It becomes, I come back like, you know, okay, I failed yesterday with this size, and I come back next day with a bigger size inside me.
Yeah.
I said, okay, fine, good, okay. Like, okay, I slept in, that Christina is gone, like, you know, morning.
Right. Yeah. It's like, it's to live into your, bring the future of how you want to be and bring it to now.
Yes, that's interesting. So, guys, thank you so much. We'll come back again with this episode. We'll talk more on this episode, actually. And, you know, because this is an interesting topic. We should make a series on this, actually.
I like it.
Yeah, this series is interesting because, you know, we talked on the failure and the first talk, the point we talked on deserving it. First thing, if you think of a goal and you feel that, no, it's, I heard people telling that it's too much of work, I don't deserve it. it because I don't have that thing inside me to get that. But okay, the secret of success, before I leave, I want to tell you something from the book. The secret of success is not desire, it's about intention. Okay, create an intention around it, like, this is what I want to be. I want to be a millionaire, I want to be a billionaire, I want to be a great singer, I want to be a great partner, great health. Put an intention, and when you put an intention, universe thinks that it's very serious, and write it down, circle it, and then start taking inspired actions. No hardworking, not hardworking, okay? Inspired actions, relax more, sleep more, go to thoughtless state and meditate more. The more you relax, you will see creative ideas coming between the space, between your thoughts, and those inspired actions will lead to fulfill your goals. And when you're relaxed, you will feel the inner power. You will know that, yeah, I can do it. First point is, do not feel you deserve it. Second is, do not get scared of your failure, because the universe would never give you anything which you are not like capable of.
Exactly.
You know, so
if you can dream it, you can succeed it.
Succeed it, yeah. And keep dreaming. Keep dreaming. That's very when believe in your dreams. Thank you so much. And we wind up this episode right here, right now. Please do not forget to subscribe my channel. And share this video because it's very helpful to you and your fellow beings. And please follow me on Instagram. Follow him on Instagram.
Sure. Rock and roll actor.
Yes, that's it. Me, Dr. Christina Saikia. Facebook, Christina Saikia. Facebook, they have been Lockhart, right? And Twitter, I don't know your Twitter account actually.
David Lockhart.
Yeah, okay. I'm Christina _5, and LinkedIn is Christina Saikia. You're in LinkedIn, right?
I am.
LinkedIn, David Lockhart.
MySpace.
Okay, fine. Thank you so much, guys. Take care. I love you all. We catch up again. We continue to
Yeah.
Very interesting. Yeah. Take care.